Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard. I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Casting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. How much is Chicago Wolves coach Rocky Thompson willing to do to win? In his first NHL appearance, Thompson fought twice to secure the victory. Now he knocks out opponents with his strategy and work ethic. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Well, former Bears quarterback Jay Cutler was formally introduced as the new quarterback for the Miami Dolphins today.
It's a young team, I think mixed in with some really good vets, playoff team from last year. It's got a lot of dudes. I'm in the offensive side. I got a lot of guys that can make some plays from the backfield, wide receiver, tight ends, offensive line. They lost Teddy, last week, so that's going to hurt a little bit. But it's a very, very talented roster.
Meanwhile, down in Bourbonnais, the Bears begin getting ready for Thursday night's preseason opener against Denver. Offensive lineman Eric Cush out for the year with a torn hamstring. Today, the Bears used Cody Whitehair at guard for part of the time with Hronis Grassou at center. Other injuries, linebacker Willie Young suffering from a slight groin strain. Running back Jeremy Langford trying to work his way back from an ankle injury. Bears waived kicker Andy Phillips and signed undrafted rookie wide receiver Alton Howard today. Elsewhere in the NFL, former Texans and Patriots nose tackle Vince Wilfork has announced his retirement from the NFL. Wide receiver Anquan Boldin gets a one-year deal from the Bills worth around $4 million. Brock Osweiler will start for the Browns on Thursday against New Orleans. And Dolphins star wide receiver Jarvis Landry under investigation for possible battery stemming from an incident involving his girlfriend earlier this year in Florida. In baseball, the Cubs are out on the West Coast tonight to take on San Francisco. Northsiders still half a game up on the Brewers in the NL Central. Jake Arrieta will start this one. The Cubs took 3-4 from the Giants in May and have won 9 of their last 12 against San Francisco. Matt Moore slated to pitch for the Giants. Pregame with Mark Gurdy starts at 8:30 tonight. As for the White Sox, they have the day off today before opening a home series against Houston tomorrow. This scoreboard update is brought to you by LifeLock. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com today. Swedish holiday American Spirit, that's Volvo's midsummer sales event, and it's happening now at your local Volvo dealer. Get up to $4,500 on a new Volvo vehicle of your choosing. Come in to learn more. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Giants at 8:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz and Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show, where our audience is being evacuated.
Kicking everybody out
here. Yeah. Alvin Nazarene saying that people have to leave at 2 p.m.
That's what you get for listening to this crap.
Yeah, they'll be in danger.
Run your ass out of here.
Of laughing or thinking,
they're in
non-biblical thoughts.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. My gosh. We had the lovely young sisters join us. We got the young brother back there. We got families, and all of a sudden they got to leave. This is the first crowd we've had all camp.
All right, 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR, The Score. Email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live streaming, 670thescore.com, texting, sexting, 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. The text line is brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. Mm-hmm. He is at Jason1Goff. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. We're on Instagram at Bernstein Goff Show. There is BernsteinandGoffShow.com for podcasts. You can like the 670 The Score Facebook page. Yes. You interact there. There's also Facebook Live, and there's Watch670TheScore.com. It's primarily Facebook Live, though, for our video
feed. The live video stream.
That's directed by Brian Gertsch.
All started with a bunt.
A beautiful bunt.
Oh, George Carlin. In baseball, it's the bunt. Going home. What a great skit, though.
Yeah, it was.
Two balls, two strikes.
That's what happens when your partner doesn't like you anymore, and it's just like he's about to go. This is the last 40 games or so.
All right, we'll interrupt the propers to introduce
the only man that we interrupt the propers for. By the way, we do our special introduction every single day, but when a giant man with soft hands and big shoulders sits in between you, you got to talk to
and
him.
And a warm heart.
I don't know about that just yet.
Yeah,
you think so?
No, I think he's got the football Neanderthal gene that he can sort of turn on and destroy people.
I think he's a stone cold killer with a nice smile.
Adam Shaheen, Bears tight end, is with us on Sports Radio 670. How's it going out there? You getting comfortable?
Yeah, it's going good. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining us. So you jump from, I know it's not called Division II football anymore, but you know, old school head like me, still Division II. You jump from Division II to being drafted that high in the NFL draft. At what point in the process did you realize that, okay, I might be one of the top 65 guys that are selected here? When was it made apparently clear, abundantly clear to you that you were going to be drafted high?
You know, it really wasn't until I got called. I thought it was going to be, you know, late second, sometime around second, third round. So being top 60 was awesome, but really, I think it really started to rise when I went to the combine, and then after that, people kind of got on people's radar, and then had a bunch of workouts and visits, and it went good.
What'd your Bears workout go like?
So the Bears, Coach Frank just came to the pro day.
So they didn't work you out personally. You had no private workout with the Bears.
I met with them, and he came into the Ashland facilities, and we met, but we didn't have like a formal workout because the next day was the pro day. So he just worked. He saw what he wanted to see at pro day. They kind of split it up like the coaches could do whatever drills they wanted to do with me.
I just wonder over time how you could see the NFL style of passing offense almost meeting you halfway. That we've seen that these, a basketball player and the big athletic tight end, what tight ends have meant to the game. When did you realize, you know, it might just time up right? It might just be right for me to try to do this for a living.
After my the first year I was really playing when I was a redshirt sophomore at Ashland, I kind of looked myself in the mirror after that season and was like, you know what, I have the size. I was 260 around then.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the size. I think I got soft hands and decent enough athleticism. And, you know, we'll play this next year, see how it goes, and then make a decision after that.
Would you turn on the TV maybe on a Friday night or a Saturday at some point and watch, like, these, you know, major college ball and watch or some of these big bowl games and think, you know what? What am I doing here? Why didn't it end up? Because you could have transferred at some point, I'm sure. Did you ever have the itch to play big time college football?
I did, but you know, Ashland had a great program for me there. They did a lot for me, and by using me a lot, and really, you know, that was a lot. What helped me was they used me so much.
Mm-hmm.
But once I transferred from basketball, that was like the one time transfer. So if I would have to transfer again, the rule I think was you have to sit out a year.
Right.
And that was just not something that I wanted to do. It was just lose a whole year of playing.
So, all right, so compare the ball that Mike Glennon throws to the ball that Mitch Trubisky throws. I'm not asking for any larger judgments here, but the trajectory and the style of path, the spin rate and all that is got to be different.
Yeah, you know, I catch more. I've caught more from Mitch because we were with the rookies the last couple of weeks and then a week before, so I threw with him a lot more just naturally because we were the only ones there. But they both throw such a good ball that's always on the money, and they're you might be about to run into a fender and they put it on your back shoulder and they're turning you out, but it's just incredible to be at this level and have that accuracy and that touch.
Oh, he's polished up already. Your guy that brought you over here is shaking his hand like, yep, that's the way you answer that question, Adam. Very, very good, very good. Now, when your name was called, I'm sure, and I saw on Twitter, a lot of Bears fans like, what just happened? I've never seen this guy play before, so he must not be good at football. And then you start to see the videos, and you see this giant man running away from people. And then, as social media does, it digs up everything that you have ever tweeted in your life. How did that affect you when a lot of your old tweets, and we'll have to get into this one specifically,
well,
but you
Mitch
know what I'm
too.
Talking about.
Mitch, too. Mitch,
but that's the thing. I talk to young athletes every once in a while who are 14, 15 years old, who are young basketball players, and I tell them about social media, like, yo, if you want to play on any level, make sure that you are tweeting sensibly. What did that experience right after you got drafted, like the night after you got drafted, or night of being drafted, what did that teach you about what social media can do?
You know, so I had those tweets were from high school.
Exactly. It doesn't matter how old you are. No, they're coming for you no matter what. You could have tweeted that when you were 7 years
that's
old.
That's what I'm saying.
I retweeted it too. I was like, oh, Adam Shaheen with some strong thoughts here.
Well, yeah, they were in high school. I was a dumb high school kid that had opinions. And honestly, the other one that I think you're talking about was actually we were making fun of ourselves because we were playing a pickup basketball game. We were making fun of ourselves because we won, and it was just like five short little guys like winning a game. It was hilarious, but out of context, totally understandable. Had no idea that in high school. Had no idea I would be.
You should have known that you were going to be the Bears tight end. Exactly, is what I'm trying to get across to you.
Exactly. Yeah.
When you are experiencing the NFL play calls, and it's your responsibility now, not just as a receiver, but as an inline blocker, and knowing protection schemes, and knowing the verbiage, and making sure, okay, I got this, and as you're walking to the line of scrimmage, does it still seem fast? Are you still processing it, or do you have it?
I'm starting to get there with the processing it a lot quicker. Mm-hmm. And really get, because we've really had the OTAs to really get a lot of it, and that's when you're just sitting there like, oh, what am I doing? And then now it's like the second time really hearing it and doing it, it's starting to just click. And now there's still stuff that is, you know, nuances to everything, but for the most part, it's starting to just click, and I'm just being able to start just playing a little bit more.
Practicing like flashcards, or do you have somebody just firing calls at you, and then you sort of think, okay, this is what I do, I chip on this guy, I get into my route here?
All of the above. When I was at home, I would just have them, you know, what do you got on this play?
Do you have someone practicing with? I think it was the Hard Knocks we saw last year where the wife of a backup quarterback was calling out plays and asking him what the read was, and he had to fire it back at his wife, and his wife was giving him business like, hey, you need to know this if we're going to make the money.
Yeah, you just got sacked.
Exactly. So do you have someone that you trust that you could talk to about these things, or you can go over certain coverages or looks that you might see whether you're standing up or whether you got your hand in the ground?
When I'm home, it was usually my dad just, you know, chilling out, you know, hey, let's go over some plays. And then I got a bunch of the veterans that I can go, you know, hey, what do I do on this if they're lined up like this? Because they've been doing it for years and they know what's going on.
Rookies always say that the speed of the game is the biggest jump for them. Outside of the speed, that being a given, what in these last few weeks or even hell in minicamp, what's the biggest difference in terms of what happens out there on the field, the professional aspect that you have to have off the field? Like what's been the biggest, I won't say most jarring, but what's happened for you where you're like, yo, this is NFL football?
I think the biggest is just, I mean, they expect perfection, and if it's not, then you're gonna get, you know, hey, you didn't drop your hips on this play. I mean, you might still be open, but there's always something you can improve on. And in college, it was, you know, hey, you won, you know, go, good job, now on to the next one. Here, it's like, you know, every single play, every single detail is analyzed.
Linebackers and safeties and DBs get away with a little bit more on this level than when you were the biggest guy on the field, or what's that transition been like for you?
No. They get away with way less here than Division II. Division II, they won't call anything.
They don't even have referees, I don't think. No. I think you call your own fouls.
No helmets.
Right. Which Bear defender's done the best job on you?
Oh, man. Let me think. You know, all the linebackers really, you know, they have a lot of vets in that room. Mm-hmm. They're really, really solid players. You know, I just try to use my advantage, which is my size, and just get my shoulder into them and lift them and run. And then, I mean, you know, sometimes they'll have a good play. And like today, they got under me and they got me good. But sometimes I get them and they get me.
So how much of a basketball career? Are we talking LeVar Ball or Antonio Gates here? Which one would you say your career most resembled?
LeVar Ball.
2.2 points, four rebounds, something like that. What was the basketball career like?
I don't know. I don't think it was either one. It was more so in between.
Yeah?
It wasn't LeVar Ball because he's just on another level. It wasn't Antonio Gates either.
Any pickup games so far in camp you played?
I haven't picked up a basketball in a while.
Literally, you haven't picked one up.
I mean, they were shooting in there the other day, and, like, I shot one, but, like, really picked up and played or shot, like, a game of horse, not really anything.
Or just dunk on some people just for fun.
So, yeah. Just football is that's your thing. Like, I'm getting from you that, like, it's football. Like, what else do you enjoy doing? I know you're a young guy. You're still figuring out, you know, where life is taking you. But what else does Adam Shaheen enjoy in his day other than football?
You know, I like other than working out, which I guess you can conclude with football and stuff. You know, I like to read. I like to read some Vince Flynn, Mitch Rapp kind of stuff.
Okay.
If you're familiar with that.
And then, not at all.
Not at all?
No.
I also like, you know, when I'm home, I like to go to the shooting range.
Really?
Shoot some gun, yeah.
What kind of guns are you talking about here?
Oh, AR-15.
It's always the AR-15 with these dudes.
I do, yeah.
Well, because that's semi-automatic, right?
Yeah, okay. But I mean, you know, like, you guys never like to shoot like a 38. I mean, these dudes shoot missiles, like when they go shooting. Like nobody likes to fire off a smaller round.
I like to shoot the pistols too. Those are good too.
I don't like to shoot anything. Yeah, you know.
Well,
unless I have to.
I think right up here on 159th, there's a place you can go if you feel like stopping on the way. There's a famous indoor range.
Let's not tell him where the range is.
Last time the Bears went to a gun range, we had a little bit of an issue. That was with our previous guest, actually.
I'll save that for the offseason.
There it is. Yeah, as we're getting the wrap-up sign from the Bears.
All right, Adam, thank you. Good luck and good health.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate you.
Bears rookie tight end Adam Shaheen, our guest on Sports Radio 670. The Score, he has been brought to you by Volvo. Get up to $4,500, even better, on a new Volvo vehicle of your choosing during Volvo's midsummer sales event. Visit your local Volvo dealer for details on this limited time offer. Okay, so where were we? I had mentioned
the proppers
I did our video director, and we have an engineer, the first time working on the Bernstein and Goff show for
our brother Marshawn.
Marshawn Robinson.
Now here's the 1-2. Swung on and lined a deep right center field toward the gap. It's a base hit going over the wall for a three-run home run. I thought it was going to hit the wall. A line drive, three-run home run by Aaron Judge. Here comes the Judge.
God, it never ends with that guy.
35 home runs for Aaron Judge, one of 11 players in Major League Baseball history in his rookie year to hit 35 or more.
Our producer here on site is Nick Shepkowski.
Jano. Love Jano. Jano to me, my. If we had 22 Janos, we would be all right.
Is that a Broncos positional coach?
He was your guy just a few months ago, and now you forgot his name already? Come on.
Who was that? Chris?
Rocco Levo?
Yes. He's doing some sort of performance art. That guy.
That was just like Matthew McConaughey meets creepy line coach. Like, what the hell is that?
That's exactly what that bit is.
Jeez.
Back at the Score Studios, the audio overlord Chris Tannehill.
Boy, for you youngsters out there, base running is some of the least talked about things in the game. And I wish you could have seen our 83 White Sox team. That was the best I've ever seen at beating plays into second base to extend the innings.
83.
Jesus. One more modifier and you would have had the daily triple. Like I say, whenever Hawk does that, you got to give me 2 through 5.
Right.
You got to give me 2 through 5. You can't just give me the best one. I want depth in those power rankings.
Awesome.
Wow.
And on the phones, Eli Hershkovich.
Some paths are improbable. Some, well, they're almost impossible. But that does not apply to Kenny Easley. Catches and yards through the secondary against Kenny, well, they don't come easily. AFC Defensive Player of the Year in 83.
83.
That's awesome. We got a laugh and an 83 in the same cut. Thank you, Chris Berman.
Oh, God.
It's probably the only thing I would thank you for.
Ow.
Yeah, man.
That's just brutal.
He's gross.
Bears training camp coverage is brought to you by General RV, the nation's largest family-owned RV dealer, and by Die Hard, celebrating 50 powerful years. Forever Die Hard. Find exciting offers at SearsAuto.com.
All right, if you want to chat some Bears, 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Feel free to jump in. 6711 on the tech zone. Some people are filing in after the Adam Shaheen interview. There's also some Nats Cubs stuff that we teased before
Olin came through.
There
was a great wailing and gnashing of teeth. Yeah, I mean, look, Carl Edwards Jr. served up a big fat fatty, and he's been awful lately. And
he's been tough to watch. They,
yeah, he needs a little bit of a midseason reclamation work. And I will bet you that come October, he will be back as a high leverage reliever.
Well, because you need his arm.
You
need, in a situation like Ron Coomer said today on the Spiegel and Parkin show, there's some times where you need a guy to get a strikeout. You know, a ground ball ain't going to help you out. You need a strikeout. He's got that arm talent still. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about what Justin Wilson, if he can, you know, alleviate some of those fears as well. I mean, you can go Wilson and Rondon into Davis if Justin Wilson pitches a little bit better than his early showings here.
She is an important woman. Her name is Mrs. Batts, and she matters. I've never met Mr. Batts, but I know when it comes time for high leverage situations in big games, Mrs. Batts better be available.
All right, so
she takes off her apron and she comes in and just starts firing 98, 99 on the corner.
Now you're just
don't
doing
mess
the most.
With Mrs. Batts.
You're doing the most. He's Dad Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. This is our final time in Bourbonnais, so we're going to soak it up. We're going to talk to you. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Cub stuff, Bear stuff, some other things sprinkled in there as well. You listen to 670 The Score.
Lynn Casper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs 3 times a week on The Score.
It'll be very fascinating to see what the market will be for Jake in the offseason, and we'll see how the postseason run, if the Cubs make it, will go for him. I expect him to cash in for sure.
Lynn Casper on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by Two Brothers Brewing.
This is Andrew Bogish with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. I think I'm in the minority here, but I'm bummed Jay Cutler won't be calling games this NFL season. Of course, Cutler should take $10 million to quarterback the Dolphins. I never understood why he stopped playing to begin with, but Ryan Tannehill's knee injury has robbed us of weekly entertainment on Fox. Cutler can form sentences, so he wasn't going to be an abject failure. He was going to sound like Smokin' Jay Cutler or just be a good analyst. Either way, we win, but now, nothing. That being said, this is great news for Charles Davis. He and Kevin Burkhardt were to be Cutler's partners. Davis might be Fox's best analyst, NFL or college, and that will be even more obvious now without having to share a mic with Cutler. I'm Andrew Bogish.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.
Hey, it's Jim. I can't take your call because I'm digging for oil in my basement to pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? Show me a family plan with enough gigs that doesn't cost a fortune. We need a switch.
Switch to Boost Best Family Plan and get 4 lines for only $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. Metro PCS only gives you 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. Visit BoostMobile.com today.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
My name is David Hochberg, and I'm Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. If you're looking to secure financing on a new home, give me a call. Stacy wanted to contact a realtor before purchasing a home in Plainfield. Bad move. Not getting pre-qualified by me before talking with a realtor is like sunbathing at the equator without suntan lotion. I pre-qualified Stacy to purchase a home and introduced her to Ron Wexler, my preferred Plainfield realtor. If you're purchasing a home, call me first. I'll pre-qualify you for free and introduce you to my experienced team of preferred realtors who will help you locate the perfect home. My team of real estate experts will always look out for your financial best interest. If you're buying a home, give me a call now at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. I've helped thousands of score listeners, but I can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, RMLA, NMLS 19186.
It's the Honda Summerbration sales event going on now at Pauley Honda in Libertyville. Get model year-end clearance pricing on 2017 models, special lease programs, and 0.9% APR financing on most new Hondas. We've got the all-new redesigned CR-V and the all-new redesigned 2018 Odyssey and hard-to-find Pilots. At Pauley Honda, enjoy a stress-free car buying experience. Pauley Honda on Milwaukee Avenue in Libertyville or online at PauleyHonda.com. Financing with approved credit on select new models. Drive a new Acura at Pauley Acura in Highland Park during the Acura Summer of Performance event. At Pauley Acura, you'll get great pricing, special lease programs, and 0.9 to 1.9% APR financing on most new Acuras. And come in and see the all-new redesigned 2018 TLX. For a new Acura and outstanding customer service without any of the usual car buying hassle, give Pauley Acura a try. Pauley Acura on Route 41 in Highland Park or at PauleyAcura.com. Financing with approved credit on select new models.
Summer is here. That means outdoor concerts, pool time, and enough SPF to cover a blue whale. It also means it's time for the Hyundai Summer Clearance Event. Slide on your flip-flops and get down to your local Hyundai dealer to get limited-time deals on a new Hyundai. Let the sun ride shotgun in a new Santa Fe Sport with a panoramic sunroof. Haul more friends to the pool in the stylish Sonata with more passenger room than most other cars in its class. Beach chairs, floaties, picnic baskets, pack it all into the roomy cargo space of a new Tucson. Celebrate our shortest season with the kind of joy that lasts, because every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Visit your Hyundai dealer before the sun sets on the Hyundai Summer Clearance Event, going on now. Lease a 2017 Tucson for only $149 a month for 24 months with $3,149 down. Or get up to $2,500 in total savings. Only at your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana dealers. To learn more, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property. And you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Well, the good thing is I play quarterback, so I don't really have to be in that great of cardiovascular shape. But I'll be fine. Adam knows kind of what I've been up to, so we'll figure it out along the way.
There you go. Said that. We'll drag it on a Marlboro Light.
Hey, set that bar low so you can always exceed expectations. That was Jay Cutler, new Miami Dolphins quarterback, talking today at Dolphins camp. They had an early practice this morning in Miami, so Matt Moore was still out there getting reps with the ones. Adam Gase in his presser was a real Richard. Like, I didn't hear Adam Gase talk a lot, as Bears offensive coordinator. We knew that he and Jay had a good relationship, but they might be kind of like the same, a little bit of the same guy. Like, I'm cooler than you, so I don't have to really talk to you. Yeah, Adam Gase was not happy with the asking of the questions of who would be your starter in week one. And he said, well, I don't think Jay Cutler's coming here to, to share time. He's coming here to be the starting quarterback. But he was a little prickly.
The angry gun people are out on the text lines. Every modern-day pistol is semi-automatic. This is not exclusive to the AR-15.
Are there happy gun people?
I don't know. We know you don't like guns, but attempt to know what you're talking about.
Not really.
No, whatever. It's fine. Enjoy. You want to shoot a gun, shoot a gun. I've shot guns. I've enjoyed it. It says Vince Flynn is the best-selling author known for his counter-terrorism novels.
Okay.
American Assassin is coming out as a movie this fall starring Michael Keaton and Dylan O'Brien. The Mitch Rapp series is Jason Bourne on steroids. I've seen...
Shout out to Adam Shaheen for pulling my coat on that.
Theatrical trailers for American Assassin.
Mm-hmm.
It looks awful.
Oh, okay. Well, then I won't go see it.
I will definitely not. It looks like it's trying to be Jason Bourne without the style or pretty much without Matt Damon.
Oh.
So I'm not interested.
All right, and a text has come in about Cutler and Kaepernick. We'll talk about that after the update.
Scoreboard update.
2:30 in the Chicago Wolves update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. How much is Chicago Wolves coach Rocky Thompson willing to do to win? In his first NHL appearance, Thompson fought twice to secure the victory. Now he knocks out opponents with his strategy and work ethic. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Last time the Cubs went out to the West Coast, they went 0-6 against the Dodgers and Padres. Northsiders trying to even out that record as they head back to California tonight to take on the Giants. And after losing two straight series to playoff-bound teams, Anthony Rizzo says the Cubs can only worry about controlling themselves.
It's the only thing you can't worry about what other teams are doing. You want to worry about what we're doing, and we do a really good job at that. And we play hard. We play the game hard, and we don't get too messed up about the outcome when we lose.
Jake Arrieta gets a start tonight. He's starting to look a lot like his old self. He's allowed just 9 runs in his last 6 outings. Matt Moore heading to the mound for the Giants tonight. Pregame at 8:30 right here on 670 The Score. Cubs have also signed outfielder Mike Freeman to a minor league deal. He was DFA'd by the Dodgers when they got Yu Darvish. White Sox have the day off today before they open a series at home against Houston tomorrow. Derek Holland will get the start there. Yesterday, the Sox claimed infielder DJ Peterson off waivers from Seattle and optioned him to AAA Charlotte. And American League MVP and former Cubs manager Don Baylor passed away today at the age of 68. Bears were back in Bourbonnais this morning as Thursday's preseason opener draws near. Today, the Bears waived kicker Andy Phillips and signed undrafted rookie wide receiver Alton Howard. In injury news, offensive lineman Eric Kush is done for the year with a torn hamstring. Today, the Bears did some work with Cody Whitehair at guard with Ronis Grasu at center. Linebacker Willie Young suffering from a slight groin strain. Running back Jeremy Langford still dealing with an ankle injury. Fantasy football commissioners, host your fantasy draft party in a private suite at iconic Soldier Field on August 24th. Complimentary food and beverages included and a panel discussion featuring Bears radio play-by-play host Jeff Joniak, Pro Football Weekly's Hub Arkish, and more. Visit chicagotribune.com/draftparty. Purchase tickets now. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Giants at 8:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by DRF Trusted Property Solutions, the water experts.
Got a water heater problem?
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Chris Fascio joins us.
The road trip coming out of the break. The guys had a chance to regroup. I think we were focused. I think we got some guys healthy. You know what? I really believe that the guys started working a little harder and wanted a little more.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This segment's brought to you by Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's slices their all-natural meats and fresh veggies in-house every day, and they bake their bread fresh right where you can see it every single day since 1983. That's Jimmy Fresh. And this is Randy in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. He is on The Score. Randy?
Has talent deficiencies or voids? But my question is, on either side of the ball, do they have playmakers? And if so, who are they?
You talking about the Bears?
Yeah, the Bears.
Well, they have guys who play positions where ostensibly it's their job to catch balls and run with the ball, so we'll have to find out.
Is it Leonard Floyd, is he going to be a playmaker? You know the difference. You have guys who have talent, right?
What do you think? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. They don't know.
Okay, well, that wasn't very fun. I was hoping to get an answer.
Well, you're not very fun.
Leonard Floyd
gave his chicken,
He's a terrific athlete who hasn't shown that he can stay healthy. So if he can stay healthy and get a little better
this
at football.
Just got hatched?
A little more durable.
What's going on?
It's on hold for like a half an hour.
Oh, my God.
The Bears are probably going to be bad.
Probably.
Couch it however you want, but they're not good.
High side, the Bears are winning six games.
Right.
High side.
Right.
All right, this from the 773. Would golf please discuss how Cutler gets signed and not Kaepernick? Very easily. I think that Jay Cutler is a better quarterback than Colin Kaepernick. And when Jay hurt himself at the end of the year and people were doing the whole Kaepernick's not getting blackballed, why doesn't Jay have a job then? And they were like, hey, idiot, he tore his labrum and he retired. So it was kind of hard to give a guy a job. But I think it's a perfect situation for Adam Gase, is because a guy who he had one of his best seasons under is the head coach of a football team. So he goes there, he gets $10 million to live in Miami. I think it's a very easy decision. So if you were looking for some, fuego take just now out of me, then no. But do I think that Colin Kaepernick's getting blackballed? Yes.
Of course he is.
Very much so.
It's not a matter of think.
Well, there's some people who are, who don't want their pristine, beautiful NFL to mirror the ways of the modern world in terms of how people get treated when they want to stand up for something, or in this case, kneel for something. Actually, Tim Baffo's piece, you should go check it out on the Score's website. I retweeted it as well. It kind of speaks to that and what NFL fans don't want to admit to. They don't like when a mirror is put right there in front of them about the world they live in.
Yeah, I think Baffo, the device that he used was talking about the church of football and how this calls out some hypocrisies within the church of football that people don't want to admit, and they get uncomfortable and then they lash out.
Yeah, that's what's happening here, where you've got a guy who doesn't want people to be brutalized by police.
He'd prefer that the innocent people don't get shot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey. You got the president who says, use more force. All the people out there who use excessive force, use a little bit more.
Awesome. And then did you notice that almost every actual police organization came out with official statements?
We're trying to get away from that.
No, we're not doing that. That's not what we do. It's not who we are. Yeah. And we're actively engaged in community outreach to explain to people that that's not what we do.
You can't be the same person who's like, well, that doesn't happen. I don't know why this guy is using his platform to say this. And then have the president
more excessive force.
You should beat up people who have been arrested even more. So yeah, I think Cutler is, but I think Cutler's a better quarterback than a lot of people, and I get into arguments quite often. Well, used to get into arguments quite often about Jay Cutler. His talent doesn't, you know, you don't, it doesn't equate to the results that he got. If you look at the results, you would think he is a below average to average quarterback. I think his physical talent, give me a guy who could throw the football and I'll try to win a game with you. Now, if he's the guy that's turning the ball over as much as he has over the years, you got some issues. But yeah, I'm the wrong one to argue with about the Jay Cutler thing, because I think I have an oversized love for him anyway.
Eric and Burr Ridge, you're on the Score.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. You guys had mentioned that you know, you couldn't name the backup quarterback for the Steelers, and I feel like if there was an organization that would be a great fit for Cap, that would be the team to go to. Do you think there would be any opportunity there either?
The Bears?
No,
I'm Pittsburgh. Sorry. Oh, in Pittsburgh. Why though? They don't really change the launching point a lot with Ben Roethlisberger anymore. Like, Ben's in the shotgun and delivering the ball from there. If you're talking about teams that move the pocket around, you know, I think of more like a Seattle. I think of what Minnesota was doing with Teddy Bridgewater a little bit, cutting off half the field. I don't know. Some teams that have a quarterback who can, you know, Oakland. I mean, Derek Carr, before he got hurt, you know, they changed the launch pattern, or the platform, I should say, a lot, where guys bootlegging, guys doing the waggles and all that kind of stuff. If you got an offense that can be in motion, I think Colin Kaepernick would fit in fine as your second quarterback, maybe fighting for your starting job. But, I mean, what we're doing now is we're to this point of the Colin Kaepernick talk where people are bringing up the fact that he's lost a considerable amount of weight and he changed his diet, and that's the reason why he's not in the NFL.
Look, you've spun the wheel of all of it, and it's come back around again.
It's obvious.
Even to the dumbest possible person, it's obvious what's going on. And I'd rather somebody just admitted, yeah, he's being blackballed, and I'm happy he's being blackballed.
That's the thing. Like, what happened
don't,
to the...
Don't deny what's actually going on. Just say you like what's going on.
Yeah, what happened to the people who stood on stupid things, like the people who are like, you know what,
at least have the courage
damn
to be
right
stupid.
I feel this way because he disrespected my America, even though he said it wasn't the disrespect that he intended. And oh, by the way, he wore pick socks and a Fidel Castro
and I
t-shirt.
Like bad cops. Right. And I cannot lie.
Yeah, I mean, that's that guy who enjoys police brutality.
If you're saying police brutality is awesome, and I don't, as long as they're black, I don't care if they're guilty or innocent. Shoot them all.
You might be attorney general after that.
There you go.
Be careful.
Next, I'm gonna get a job out of all this. And all of a sudden, yeah. If you just say that,
this country has turned into a bunch of punks where you can't stand on your racism like you used to. You know what I mean? Like, what happened to the Archie Bunker days?
Yeah, I thought you could march down the street and say Colin Kaepernick shouldn't have a job because he's wrong. There are no bad cops. All cops are good, especially if they're shooting innocent black people there.
Now, dude, what you're going to get now is we're going to get all those texters. All those texters.
So, yeah! Bernstein legitimized me.
Even though he's a Jew, I actually agree with him on this one.
It's about time. I usually disagree with everything you say, but now I'm finally with you on something.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's great.
See what happens.
Hey, I want to make sure. I don't want to be too over the top, but this is the day to do it.
What's that?
We have to inoculate against the behavior that is going to occur. I know this is going to happen.
Are you talking about a Bears thing?
I'm talking about Cutler, and I'm talking about what this doesn't mean, what this isn't. It's him at age 34 going to a team and doing whatever he can do. But we need to talk about, we need to promise ourselves what we're not going to do.
All right.
As these snapshots of each game, of each occurrence, of each pass. See?
All right, hold on. Let's do it on the other side. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. It's a little bit more Cutler talk right here on 670 The Score.
Reigning MVP Chris Bryant talks Cubs with Bernstein and Goff throughout baseball season afternoons between 1 and 6 on The Score.
The break helped us out a lot. Kind of reminds me a lot of last year when we were clicking and things were going right for us because we were scoring plenty of runs and our pitchers were going out there and shutting them down.
Chris Bryant with Bernstein and Goff. Keep listening for showtimes throughout the season on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
We don't run from doubt. We overcome it. We don't succumb to fear. We out-train it. We don't wish for progress. We fight for it. That is how Marines win. Learn more about the fight at marines.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hey, it's Jim. I can't take your call because I'm digging for oil in my basement to pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? Show me a family plan with enough gigs that doesn't cost a fortune. We need a switch.
Switch to Boost Best Family Plan and get four lines for only $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. Metro PCS only gives you 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. Visit BoostMobile.com today.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Albert Almora talking.
I would come to school with bruises and black eyes from getting hit from baseball, and they'd think I was crazy. The kids were going to movies and hanging out and going to the beach, and I didn't live any of that, to be honest with you, but I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't change one bit of it.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Jake Arrieta.
You know, attaining a spot in first place for the remainder of the season, there's a lot of things we have to continue to do well. I think we're all well aware of that. You know, we've got Hendricks back. We've got our health for the most part with us. And if that remains to be the case, you know, I don't see any reason we can't stay in first place.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Awesome. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Just kind of do what he's, you know, he did last time we were together, and, you know, we had a lot of new faces, and you just come in, put your head down, grind. He knows that he just needs to be a part of it, not looking for somebody to come in and do anything extremely different. Our guys are, we feel like we got a lot of good skilled players on offense, and really it's, we got two good quarterbacks that can deliver the ball, and, you know, we feel good about our situation.
All right, dude.
Yeah, he was a little prickly today.
Salty Adam Gase. What are you mad about?
I don't know. This is the Bernstein and Golf Show. We're live out here at Bourbon A. Final broadcast. You can check us out on the live video stream. My guy Brian Gertz has got the angles of the cameras perfectly. So one's looking at Bernsey's forehead and the other one's looking at my left nostril. And you can check out the live video stream at Facebook Live, brought to you by American Needle. Be sure to check them out at AmericanNeedle.com. All right, you want Bears fans to brace for something?
Just don't do this. Don't fall for it. It is superficial.
Is it a sports banana in the tailpipe?
It's facile. Nothing at all that happens with Jay Cutler, for better or for worse, is any retroactive rejudgment of anything anyone with the Bears did.
So if you go 12-4,
and he has a rating manager, of 110,
rating, yeah.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything. And just because all of the guys are picking the low-hanging fruit and firing at each other on the TV fake debate shows are talking about it, don't be dumb.
Well, don't slow your roll.
Just don't.
NFL season is around the corner, mister.
Don't be dumb.
Is there a way you can digest the Jay Cutler thing in a more efficient manner? Like, how should I, as a Bears, because I'll be checking out how Jay does, because I kind of like Jay, and I've always liked him as a talent. I'll be checking out Dolphins games if they get a national look or if they're playing that second game on CBS. I'll be checking them out. I don't think I'll be checking it out saying, why couldn't you do this with the Bears? Because all the things that he'll probably pull off, good and bad, I've already seen. Like, it's not like we're Denver. And he went to Chicago and had success. And you're sitting there in Denver like, oh, my God, why couldn't he do this? Like, we're the second act of the Jay Cutler career and should have been the final act. So you've seen for 6 or 7 years him mature in certain ways and him stay the same in certain ways. I don't know how you could have that conversation with yourself as a Bears fan.
He's a different guy. He really is.
He's got a family.
This
he's got
says,
his people.
I don't know What's if that? This is who it is, but Bob in Park Ridge on the score.
It is.
Hello, fellas.
Hey, Bob. How you doing, buddy?
Okay. I was just wondering about, I see Cutler signed that one-year deal, huh, with Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered about, I've got pictures of Ruth, Derrick, and Walter Payton, but I don't know how much they're worth because they're not really signed by them. Walter died in a, but I don't know how much they're worth.
So they're not signed, but they're just pictures of them?
Yeah, there are pictures of Ruth and Derrick together. I don't know where I got it, but then,
Well, don't worry about selling them, man. Just keep them in your own personal collection forever. That's pretty good pictures. Just enjoy them.
It's bad, the handle's cracked, but I keep it, so.
What'd you do this weekend, Bob?
Well, I was watching that movie with George Clooney. It was called Chicago, the movie about...
Not Ocean's 11, right?
Ocean's 13.
Oh, you watch Ocean 13? Way better than Ocean's 12.
Yeah,
obviously.
That's the one with your buddy from Chicago. He's a
Bernie Mac,
the late Bernie Mac.
We actually had
him on the show. We talked to Bernie Mac about Ocean's 12, and he said it was a terrible movie.
It was a money grab for all 10 people.
He's a dealer in Vegas, I think.
Yep. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
So other than watch Ocean's 13, what else you get into?
Yeah. What's wrong with the Cubs? But it can't beat Washington now.
Don't be that guy, Bob. Everything will be fine.
Bob, look at they've got a cupcake schedule from here on in.
The bullpen imploded.
They should be fine. Well, you know what? And maybe they're not as good as the Nationals this year.
What do you think? I can get some money for them, or should I just?
I don't know anything about memorabilia.
Bob, keep them for yourself.
I don't know how much they are.
Hey, Bob, keep them for yourself, man, because don't you get enjoyment every time you take a look at that picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, just keep it for yourself,
dude. I just wondered if they're worth, I don't know how much they're worth,
Don't worry about it. They're priceless.
Yeah.
You think OJ did it? Killed the call? Or should we?
Yes, I do. I'm fairly certain.
Hey, of all the questions that I was sure you were going to ask, Bob, that was not one of them.
No.
Is that a hot debate over at the senior center?
Yeah.
People talking about OJ?
Well, do you think he did it?
Oh, without question.
Yeah.
Yeah, he killed two people and got away with it.
Pence is talking about running for president in 2020, but
Mike,
I don't know.
No, he's denying it, though. He's denying the report.
OJ?
And,
I don't know.
No, Mike Pence.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm like, yeah. OJ's running for president.
Yeah, there have been reports that they're preparing for the inevitable, but they're pushing back against that he's just a dutiful soldier.
Do you still vote, Mike? I mean, Bob.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I don't know.
What do you think of this whole Colin Kaepernick thing, Bob?
Huh?
What do you think of this whole Colin Kaepernick thing?
Yeah, I think it's, I don't know. Yeah.
All right, Bob.
It's the best, I don't know.
All right, have a good week, Bob. We'll talk to you.
What are we going to do about the schools? They're going to open up that
I don't
time?
Know.
Hopefully.
Know. I hope this,
for the kids' sake,
governor gets his act together and understands what's what should be done for some
needier
areas.
Love you, Bob.
I love you, Bob.
Bye.
Bye.
Our guy.
That's Bob.
My heart is better after I talk to Bob.
Always. Bob's awesome.
Yeah, he is.
He's been brought to you by Mattress Firm.
Bob's got a sponsor. Let's go.
It's the final days of Mattress Firm's coolest sleep sale ever. Hurry in, because only while supplies last, get a free Yeti cooler or tumbler with select purchases only at Mattress Firm.
Oh, look at that. I love it when I get the Amazon notification.
What's that?
My bubble gun. Just
I
got
thought
delivered.
It was like a new shipment of onesies.
No. My bubble gun just got delivered for the kid. He discovered
bubbles
this weekend, and I've never seen.
Take
this
him out to
child.
The bridge by the Sheraton.
I'm not showing him Bubble Man. No, my kid and Bubble Man aren't hanging out just as yet. But we were at the Belizean Day in the Park over there on 39th Street. Was it Burnham Park Grove, whatever they call that little area over there? And somebody brought out a transparent bubble gun and was shooting the bubbles in his direction, and he was in love.
Really?
Yeah, so I
is it regular
one.
Soap bubbles? Because I remember when my daughter years ago was in a bubble phase, there was a Gymboree, they use glycerin, and they have a special bubble machine. They're not soap bubbles, so they're not quite as ephemeral. They're solid.
Right.
And
okay.
You have to really flick them, and they'll even land and keep their shape.
Stay on you.
Yeah,
okay.
But if you have like hardwood floors, you'd realize
be a little slick.
Yeah. There's certain. You just be careful if it's glycerin bubbles. They're fun.
Yeah.
But
we got hardwood floors though,
different.
So I think this is just this thing cost me $12, so I'm sure this is just regular soap bubbles. So I'll be shooting bubbles at the kid with the bubble gun. I'm glad it got delivered. Bob talking and then my Amazon notification made me feel a lot better than talking to idiots about Colin Kaepernick just now.
All right, so are we cool on the whole Jay Cutler thing?
I don't know. Some people are chiming in.
Just don't retroactively come to wrong, inappropriate, illogical judgments about what happened with the Bears. It's not a controlled experiment. It doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
It's just another chapter for this 34-year-old version of Cutler with his torn labrum and all his broken bones and all his concussions. It's he's a different guy.
Yeah.
In a completely different situation. So don't see this proves this about McGowan. I mean, just don't be
that guy.
Dumb.
Yeah. All right, and we got a guest coming up here at the top of the hour, if I'm not mistaken. No, we're guest free. All right, so I have to talk to you about something that I witnessed this weekend and I would have talked about on Friday's show if I didn't, you know, thank you for filling in admirably for me and for yourself. Something that I've never experienced before and that I'm frightened of, because now that I've seen it and know that it's in this city every single year, we have to address it. And
is
I have
it
to address
JoJo?
It. No, it's not JoJo the Walking Herpy.
Okay.
We identify as JoJo the Jewel Osco family mascot. So I apologize to Jewel for that. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show, something that I will never, ever unsee that happened this weekend and Thursday as well, right here on 670 The Score.
The Score is live from Bourbonnais, covering Bears training camp.
Don Fox, Jordan Howard is going to be a huge part. Do you lean on him more this year?
For sure. You're going to see even a better Jordan Howard.
Bears general manager Ryan Pace.
I like the quarterback room a lot. I like the competition in that room.
Tom Thayer.
The best thing would be for Mike Glennon to be really successful in Mitchell Trubisky being able to sit for a season or two.
Bears camp coverage on The Score is brought to you by General RV, the nation's largest family-owned RV dealer. And Die Hard, celebrating 50 powerful years. Forever Die Hard. Visit SearsAuto.com to find exciting offers at a location near you. And the Holiday Inn Express Bourbonnais.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell. Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.
Weighing your options for college, Moraine Valley Community College makes a quality education affordable. By completing the first 2 years of your bachelor's degree at Moraine Valley, you'll save thousands of dollars on tuition and room and board. That's book smart and business savvy. Check out their low tuition and learn about the financial aid and available scholarships that make them even more affordable at morainevalley.edu/register. Moraine Valley Community College, rock solid since 1967.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy.